Rick Jones. He's a state senator here in the state of Michigan. Rick, how are you this morning?
Great.
I had UAW spokesperson Ray Holman on the phone this morning. We were talking about some bills that were working their way through legislation, and he talked about how you were one of the few Republicans who didn't vote for the retirement bill. Why is that?
Well, I have some concerns that it may not be legal or constitutional. I don't think all of the legal ramifications were researched, and you know, the state is going to have to pay back that 3% that was voted on last year. And so I think it was not prudent at this time.
Now, Rick, you know you're going against the grain because many of your constituents on your side of the aisle are supporting this bill.
Well, I understand that. And certainly, I think there are other things that we could have done. Now, you know, I would have no problem with saying from this date forward, all state employees that are hired will be under these conditions, or you know, whatever conditions that the state determines. But I don't really believe that we should take 14-year employees and suddenly change everything.
So what do you think is going to happen with this legislation?
I think it'll pass, and I think there will be a court challenge.
I want to get your take on another interesting piece of legislation. There's debate on whether two-year community colleges should offer four-year degrees. What's your take on that?
I really don't think that is necessary. I think we have sufficient colleges and universities that already have four-year degrees. Probably one of the best systems around is Lansing Community College. It has great two-year degrees, and then they have a university center where you can go take four-year type classes from CMU, Western, I believe Ferris is in there, and I think that's a much better system.
All right, if you look at the free marketplace, though, if you look at trying to create an environment where business can thrive, I know we're talking about an educational institution, but does it seem fair that just because they're a two-year institution and because there are other entities that offer four-year degrees, that these two-year institutions shouldn't be allowed to offer more services for their students, especially if they can do it at a lower cost?
Well, I doubt that there's a lower cost. Remember, we, the public, pay for that community college. And I don't believe the system needs to be changed. I think the current system is working fine. And again, Lansing Community College and their university center is a great example of how it should work.
All right. Well, Rick, as someone who went to LCC for 2 years and transferred to Michigan State, I took classes at both, and let me tell you, there's a significant difference in tuition.
Well, I did the same. I went to Kellogg Community College in Battle Creek for 2 years. I then transferred to LCC, got all my police certification, and eventually went to MSU to get my bachelor's degree. And, you know, that's the system. It's working. I certainly don't see any reason to mix it up. It's a good system.
All right, Rick Jones, a state senator representing the Grand Ledge area and outlying areas. Thanks so much, sir.
Okay, have a great day.